Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi, guys. I'm Juliana Coachella, and I'm the CEO and founder of Cheeky.
Okay. And what is Cheeky?
Cheeky, we actually have developed a biometric digital mood ring.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa. I remember
wow.
this.
So do you remember the 1970s?
I remember this pitch in the Collision app.
Yeah, totally. So in the 1970s, right, the biggest thing, people, how they wanted to share their emotions and connect with people, and they wanted to show and share it, right?
And so, wear it.
Totally. In their first year alone, they sold more than 20 million units. Mm-hmm. You know, fast forward now to, you know, new technology, new era. And mm-hmm. what are people doing? Like, right, you look at millennials, you look at our generation, and people are using social media platforms to really connect with other people. But we all kind of know that social media is not necessarily truly authentic. Right? So when...
It's definitely a facade.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's
showing
hard.
The best you.
If they see me in the sweatpants and my hair ratted up, it's like, what happened?
They're like, this doesn't look like any other picture.
This doesn't look like your. This doesn't look like a modeling picture.
Who are you?
What? One of these is
that the same
is
person?
Not like the others.
So, you know, how can you really unbiasedly, like, really determine how you feel at any given point in time? And how do you understand yourself, let alone others? Mm-hmm. And that's why we developed and we identified different biophysiological sensors and measuring vocal biomarkers. So the way that you speak, the temperature of your skin, the sweat from your skin, the oxygen of your blood, all of these things within this ring, our vocal biomarkers were more than over 90% accurate. 100 different trials on with different individuals to evoke emotional response to ensure accuracy, quality, and classification is done properly. And so we're starting out with 8 different emotions right off the bat. It has a digital app that coincides with it, so you could link your profiles. And the whole reason why I really started with this in the beginning was, you know, I used to work for Deloitte Consulting for almost a decade, and I started up the Insight Studio while I was there. Great, you know, great opportunity and really wonderful work. But as I was traveling, I had 5 different studios across the U.S. I have 2 daughters. And I called up my daughter, you know, we were Skyping at nighttime, and I'm like, hey, how are you doing? And she's like, I'm fine.
I'm fine, yeah.
Yeah,
the universal,
fine?
I'm fine.
Yeah, fine or good. People, you know, nobody makes eye contact. And I'm like, okay. Well, 2 days later, I get a call from her teacher, and she's being bullied.
Oh.
And I'm like, whoa, why is it always hindsight's 20/20?
Yeah.
What happens if we could have that contextual awareness mm-hmm. where we could understand when you're above or below a threshold of specific parameters, right, where it should be alerting you mm-hmm. or somebody else maybe that you love or that you know, your friends, your family, your community, whoever that might be. So with this, I'm able to actually have with my daughter, I can understand if there's spikes in her behavior or something happens. Is it something that is catastrophic in the whole area? Think about, you know, college shootings and stuff like that. Any of that stuff, right? Horrible things that happen to a massive group of people. Mm-hmm. Or is it individualized, right? Is it specific? And it's not being like mean mommy. What it's trying to do is allow me to start and reconnect and have that conversation.
I can see sure. you're angry today. Like that kind
well,
of
it's,
deal.
And, but you know what? I also make it for men and women, right? Both. Not everybody wants to show their emotions mm-hmm. on their finger, right? So with the digital app, I allow you to customize your own palette. So if you want to be 50 Shades of Grey, you do you. No judgment.
That's funny. I've said that to you today. You do you.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like...
I said that to you today. That's funny.
So
okay. So you can customize what the display, how it...
The LED actual display of the ring, which has the actual colors, mm-hmm. you can customize that based on your choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the application, am I able, like, for example, if I'm linked to my best friend?
Yeah.
Can I go on the app and see how she's feeling?
Totally.
Okay.
And so imagine, you know, giving out a random act of kindness when your bestie is, like, feeling low.
Yeah.
Right? Compliments are
like,
free.
Like, hey,
but
I just bought you some ice cream.
Or, hey.
I'm coming over.
Well, so that's the thing, right? Start gamifying it, thinking about like in-person interaction is just a lost art, you yeah. know? And people are just trying to avoid it. It's like, let me text you something, but nobody, it's like lost in translation.
Yeah.
You know? And so I really wanted to give people the ability to reconnect with themselves mm-hmm. and their community.
It's like a sixth sense, honestly. Like, I know how you're feeling.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, the technology wasn't around. Sensors have been around for, you know, decades, right?
Sure.
But the miniaturization of the yeah. sensors and that capability hasn't been.
I was going to say, all the things that you said that are built into this device,
yeah.
you just kept going.
I really like it, yeah.
And then you said, all in the ring. Wait,
yeah.
what?
Yeah, and not only that, so I've been working with fabulous, you know, a ring designer, Timothy Meyer. He's been wonderful. He had his own line at Neiman Marcus and
wow.
a good friend and just wonderful designer. And we worked together from, you know, just scratch, going forward and thinking about what does good really look like, right? When you see stuff, everything has been so utilitarian. And as a woman, and I don't want something that looks like a wedding band or like something that's just unattractive. I want to wear something that I think is elegant, classic, and timeless.
Okay.
And that's what I worked with him to really create is that. And then also for the girls, I wanted to have something that was really fun and playful and to bring the joy back into life, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, how do you find your happy path? Well, what makes you happy? It's different by the minute, the hour, and the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's different for every different person.
For sure.
And so all of the different things. So not only does it show you and tell you with the app what happened, like what's going on, why should you care if you don't already, but then what can you do to mitigate it or remediate it or to change it, to do whatever you want to it.
Oh.
So and this goes with friends too. Mm-hmm. But the actual recommendations that are presented, if it's for like my daughter,
yeah.
it's for Gia, my daughter, not for me. Because it doesn't, you know, my tastes are not going to align with what she wants to do.
Sure.
And so how do you handle that? Same thing with your friend. If you have a linked profile and, you know, and so you can set your degrees of, mm-hmm. you know, actual availability. But you can actually choose, hey, you know, what do you want to share? How much? And then what do you want to do? And it's based on a sense of novelty. So
okay.
this is the thing. I go to Starbucks every morning. I don't need you to tell me on my app and my phone to go to Starbucks. Like,
fair enough.
Gotcha. Like, check. But what is something that might be a little bit more value add? What about a mom and pop shop that's a coffee place that actually has like excellent roasts where it fits with people with similar of my like profiles?
Okay.
That's a different option. Or what about something completely new and throw me out of my range and offer me boba?
Sure.
Right? I mean, those little tapioca balls aren't for everybody, but, you know, it's all right.
I was going to say, it's going to be a hit or miss, but...
Totally.
But it's not going to ruin your day.
No.
I mean, it's a learning experience, but that's the thing is that it learns.
Okay.
So if I'm feeling, you know, it's not always about happiness is pure joy or being ecstatic, right? What about when you want to be calm or serene? Right? Sometimes you need a peace of mind.
The end of today, for example.
Hello.
After all of this.
Exactly.
We're all going to need a little bit of downtime.
Exactly. And so what are the different things that actually relate and are hyper-personalized for you?
Okay.
How can you hyper-personalize an actual offer and actually have a true customer experience if you don't know your customer?
Yeah.
How could you know your customer when the people that you present to the public is not who you truly are?
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's
Absolutely.
A persona.
For sure. Okay. So are you here as an alpha or a beta?
I'm here as an alpha.
Okay. So how far along in the process are you?
So we just started almost a year ago, under a year. And we're finalizing the prototype. We did feasibility studies, classification, and clinical like studies with people and trials. All of that will be finished completely on July 29th.
Okay.
Okay.
And then from there,
beta.
What is it?
So we're going to launch it to like a pilot, beta, you know, where we're actually going to be soliciting and asking for, you know, users. We want you. We want your feedback.
Okay.
It's not about me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
This is about, you know, everybody else. You guys, like, what do you like? What's good? What's bad? What do you like? What don't you like?
Mm-hmm.
What would you kill for?
Right.
And
I really like this.
Right?
Yeah.
So for it's sure. some different options.
And you said 8 emotions yeah. will be a part of your first launch.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's going to be different additional features and functionality as we go along when you look at the technology roadmap, yeah. right? So different when you think about alerts or things like buzzing or stuff like that, if you want to incorporate certain things, you can do some of that, right? But that's not like necessarily what I'm focusing on.
Yeah. It's not MVP. It's not the thing
it's not MVP one.
It's not the thing that you need to have to be able to get to market.
No. It's not. Yeah. No, it's not.
Get something out there, start generating some revenue, some interest,
exactly.
some noise.
Some stickiness and really
and use
prove
that to
catapult
to
you forward,
yeah,
right? Because
sure.
it's all about user adoption. And the only way that you're going to really generate end user adoption is by building something that is built for them, right? That's answering and giving them feedback that's actionable.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem or how are you feeling? Why should you care if you don't? And what should you do? And did it work?
Yeah.
Right.
I believe Michelle in the control room has a question.
Yeah, I agree. This is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. And did I hear that there's a promotion?
Yes. So we
have we talked about that yet?
So no. So we are doing
no
definitely
ma'am.
Promotion. So people who are signing up, and we'll be putting the sending you guys the QR code and everything, but for the conference especially, if you know, for beta participants, 50% off everything for the ring.
Wow.
And you know, the cost, what we're looking at right now, is $150.
Okay.
So fully done charging unit, so everything is completely self-contained, 3 days charging life.
Okay.
That's all
not bad.
All of the stuff.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
Yeah.
What are the 8 moods that you're going to be launching with?
So you've got fear, anger, disgust, joy, frustration, contentment. You've got like ecstatic. You have, what's the other one? One more. Oh, you're killing me. It's one more. You're not going to get me. But it's Wheel of Eight.
Yeah. No, of course.
Neutrality. It's neutrality.
There you go.
Oh,
there
okay.
you go. See, we're just getting you ready for exhibiting. It's fine.
I know when I'm in college and stuff, I get like super anxious. So I didn't know if there was like an anxiety one or, you know, something like that. But I feel like a lot of those kind of work
so
together.
So anxiety is all, like all of them are part. It's the same thing like depression, right? Sadness
yeah.
is a part of depression, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's usually a precursor.
Yeah, definitely.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
And so July 29th, I think you said, right?
Yep.
And then from there, you'll start
looking
your beta program.
Yep. So we're already going to be trying to collect and consolidate the list of participants.
Okay.
The more participants we have, honestly, the better.
Sure.
Right? I mean, the more, and truthfully, I don't, you know, we really want honest feedback, and I'll know if you're lying. Just
psychic. She is at ESPN. Oh, no, wait, that's
something
else.
Different.
Something else, sorry.
Yeah,
she might be
yeah.
sporty, though. We don't know.
She might.
So.
Oh, so the address is actually, it's www.chikeey.com/B, as in boy, E as an elephant, first.
Okay.
So B
okay.
first.
Got it.
Got it.
Makes
definitely.
Sense.
Yeah.
And that's for the promotion.
Yes, that's for the motion.
Got
promotion.
You.
Very cool.
Definitely.
And then after, do you know how long you're going to run the beta for?
So probably it's going to be about 1 month
okay.
of a duration, right? And then we're going to take all the feedback that we can get, really start looking at that, analyzing it, prioritizing it, and see what actually makes sense to incorporate versus...
Before going full live.
Completely, completely. Because you don't want to launch a product if there's inherent problems mm-hmm. That your users
Absolutely.
Have identified that, you know... That's
you could fix.
It
yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, nothing is worse as when you download an app and it keeps crashing. Well, I wasn't expecting to have 50,000 users. Well, you know, I mean, like, you mm-hmm. need to be able to test...
You need to understand
yeah.
everything that could happen
exactly.
in your product before you...
Yeah, Nintendo
you know,
should have stress-tested Pokemon Go before launching it.
I'm just saying.
Best example in modern time
right?
is that one.
And we're definitely including an AR feature as well. And that's going
to
be down the road,
oh,
right?
Can't wait
so
to hear
you can
about
see
that.
Actually above, you know, different places, the actual colors of what people's experience are all around. It's not about the shortest distance or the fastest path. Sometimes it's about the journey and the experience.
You're telling me I could pick up my phone and in people that are wearing it around me, I could see the colors in the sky?
Yes.
I'm done.
All right.
Done.
I think we may have just become best friends.
Done.
This
I need
restaurants,
one.
Restaurants, parks, different things, right? If you're connected, you could actually see the people. If you're not connected, you'll just see the color, right?
Okay. Why did we let you schedule on day one? Because it seems like everything else, it's going to be downhill from here. What a great idea.
Yeah, very.
Seriously.
Yeah,
thank you.
So if people want more information about the platform and to follow along on your corporate journey, how can they do so?
Please, you can contact me directly. You can Jewels, Jewels at cheeky.com. Or please, www.cheeky.com, cheeky.com. And our address and phone number and all the ways that you can get in touch with us. Believe me, our website says it. The good, bad, and the ugly. Feedback, constructive criticism is always greatly appreciated.
Awesome. Fantastic. Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so
much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really, I appreciate it, guys.
We're all very excited about this. We will definitely be keeping in touch.
Thanks, guys. All the best.
Have a good one.
You all too. Right.